guys, so I came back to see if we could get to my house out here. Let's see what they have to say. Military is about to come speak to me. You guys will hear the truth. How you doing, brother? Good, good. I live right here. Just want to go to my house.
Unfortunately, we can't let anybody through. It's a hard closure.
Why is that?
Because there's an evacuation order. We can't let anybody through unless you're a contractor, first responder, somebody supporting the first responders.
I'm a contractor, and I also live here.
But are you working to support the fire? Like, what do you
I would love to support the fire, but I'm a general contractor.
Do you have credentials saying that you're supposed to be here?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So, we've been evacuated about almost a week ago. Mm-hmm. We've been homeless. No home. We've noticed that you guys are here, the military.
Right.
There is no fire by my house as I see the fires out. So maybe my house has been burned down already. Maybe it hasn't. At my risk, I want to go there and see it. If I burn down, it's okay. I'm fine with that.
Unfortunately,
why is that a no?
I don't know the why. I'm just going to tell you that we have orders not to let anybody through.
Can you bring him for a sec? I want to ask him a question.
You want to ask him a question?
Yes.
That's fine.
Alright, guys, so I came back to see if we could get to my house out here.
So,
let's see what they have to say. Military is a...
So, didn't I tell y'all? For me personally, I felt like this here during the whole process. How everything went down, I felt like this was a land grab. See, a lot of times, people don't want you to remember history or to know history. Because as long as you don't know your history, then the same thing can keep repeating itself. If you don't figure out what the point to the problem is, then it can keep repeating itself. Right? And so, for me personally, ever since, I've been younger, I just always felt like it was important to know history. So, when this first happened, and various people was asking me, what do I think about the LA fires, and etc. I knew it was a land grab. So, now, you got some people, and he's not the only, you got a good bit of people. That house has burnt down and they're not able to go back into their area. After they put the fire out, it was several people trying to go back into their area. And they're telling them that they cannot go back into the area. And they're telling them that they cannot go back into their home or their land. Because basically, they took their land. That's exactly what happened. Like, yeah, your house burnt down, and they got the military up there. They got the military in various parts. Yeah, your house is burnt down, but guess what? You ain't getting this land back. We're going to keep the military here until you get tired, and then the family, we're just going to go. Until you get tired of trying to come to your house, and finally what we're going to do is we're just going to tell you that we kept your land. That's all. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, I mean, it's like, I've always felt like this, and I've always known this here. Like, a lot of people always say, when people don't own homes and stuff, they have no ownership, right? This is what people always say. If you know the history, then you know that, yeah, you bought a house and wish that's a beautiful thing. I feel like everybody should buy a house. But what you should know is, guess what? Yeah, you buying that house, that's your house, until them people want that land. Oh, okay. That's all that is. All that money the people spent for the house and that land, all the property taxes these people spent on that land and on that house. Now, true indeed, events like this here don't come around as often. What is it, like every 100 years or something like that? But the thing about it is, if you get caught up in that 100 and something, It's like 100 years to like 200 years, something like that. But the thing about it is, if you get caught up in 100 or 200 years, then guess what? Regardless of what you own and what you bought and what you pay taxes on, they're going to come back and take their land. It's just a part of history. It's just how I roll with the reset. It's crazy. So those people there, they just got caught up in it. That's all that is. So therefore, their land is no longer their land. Their land has been repossessed. Even though they did everything that they were supposed to do, their land was repossessed. Now, I don't know if they're going to give them financials so they can go ahead, get them finances so they can go ahead and rebuild somewhere else. I don't know. But we shall see, shouldn't we? You know, a lot of times when that happens, those people get nothing. You know, that's why you got to be careful. You see how they take, how they got all these towns and places that was, the people thought a lot of them was predominantly black, and a lot of them was, and they would drown them, they would put them underwater, and the place no longer exists. Like, even in your own town, certain areas that was popular way back in the day is no more. It's being regentrified or it's being closed off. You know what I'm saying? Right, that's a whole doggone land grab. So when you see it, when you see them doing this to other people, you like, you don't pay it no mind because it's not you, because it's not you, but you don't pay it no mind. So yeah, so if the government say, hey, we need your land, we want your land, and you saying no, you and your neighbors, etc., you know, or whoever say, hey. Whoever got the power to take your land, we need this here, then guess what? They're going to set it off and they're going to get your land either way. I don't know, just something to think about. But I pray in hopes that this worked itself out some way, some type of way to where a lot of those people, they'll be able to build new houses somewhere else. And be able to start over, even though their hearts are sad and broken and hurt, because it's time, it's a lot of things that they'll never be able to get back. You know, it's sentimental, it's memories that's just gone, and then to have to start anew and try to recreate memories, sometimes that can be more painful. You know, because a lot of times, a lot of us, we have routine. A lot of us, we love stability more than anything. So we can stay in our homes forever. You know, a lot of us, we are content with that. Especially when you just get your home, how you want your home, or where you're almost at the point to like how you want your house, or your house just set up perfectly, how you like it, then you get this devastation. These fires, and then you're not able to go back then and try to rebuild what you had. You know, that's some terrible stuff in so many ways, mentally, spiritually, and everything else. It's a terrible thing. You know, for the ones that can recreate, they are blessed, but the ones that's not, that cannot afford to, I can't say it enough, those are the ones that truly need the financial help and mental help to rebuild. Those are the ones that really need the material help to rebuild and try to set up somewhere else, because some of those homes, even the rich, even the people that's financially rich, some of those homes are inherited to them, but you got some that's not as fortunate, and those homes are passed down to them as well. You know, so, you know, some of them really don't have it like that. Those are the ones that really truly need help. I'm quite sure everybody there needs help, needs some type of assistance. But for the ones that's not as fortunate and as better off, those are the ones that truly need the help. But I made this episode today because I told y'all that this was a land grab. This is not a throw in the face. type of moment, like I'm right. This is a awareness type of moment. You know? Because if you look at history, like, okay, this happened in L.A. Where is this about to happen at next? This happened in L.A., but you got, what, farms. They just did a land grab on farms. On multiple farms. Nobody's talking about that. Where else would the land grab be? We shall see. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. I am Alexandria August. Thank you.